Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us again today. With all that is happening right now in the news and on television, you know, it is hard to actually cut through the noise and talk specifics. But one thing that anyone who is spiritually minded must agree on is all these things are pointing to something climatic that's about to happen. Between the COVID-19 virus and the shutdown to the riots happening all over America, you know, the tensions with Iran, North Korea, and Russia, to the peace deals in Israel, from the approaching presidential election to now the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and now the fight whether or not they're going to fill the seat or not, it seems as if everything is spinning totally out of control. Now, to discuss these and some other interesting topics with scripture references that will relate to these current events is our good friend, Dr. Richard Ruling. Dr. Ruling is a board-certified physician of internal medicine with a cardiology fellowship and has taught health science at the Loma Linda University in California. In college, he majored in chemistry and has written extensive works on the end times. He recently published a book titled The Fall of America, a Survivor's Manual, which we'll be discussing in light of the current events happening today. Help me welcome back to the program, Dr. Richard Ruling. Dr. Ruling, it is so good to talk to you again, my friend.
Well, brother, it is so good to talk to you. You're like a brother to me.
And
it's easy to talk to a Christian that's plugged in and knows what's happening, and you are certainly there. I appreciate this opportunity, and we're praying that God will do exceeding abundantly to help us wake up. The Bible characterizes us in the wedding parable, 10 virgins, all of them asleep with their lights out. We need to wake up in that context, and I just think the facts are staring us in the face that things are not going to be the same.
Well, for the sake of those that may be new to the podcast and didn't hear our prior interviews, let's start off with tell us in your own words, who is Dr. Richard Ruling?
Well, I guess to summarize, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was a teenager in high school, and I chose to be a missionary, and I got prepared to be a missionary, but then things didn't work out for going to Africa. As I went to take a year of public health, a friend said, "You'll do more good in Africa if you take the public health also." But somehow, in spite of willingness, but then the dean liked me, and he asked me to take internal medicine, cardiology, and teach there and train other missionaries, and that appealed to me. And so, but my life has followed I see following God as sometimes a zigzag course. You go here, you go there. you want to do the best you can, and somehow it, that's life. You know, Paul was called here, he went there, he was missionary, he was shipwrecked, and different things happened. But that's life. But it's as one intends to do the best they know, I think that's really what God honors. He wants our commitment, and it's not an easy 9-to-5 job.
Amen. Amen. Well, Dr. Ruling, I want to start with this. When you booked your interview for today on September 17th was the date, you wrote, "If something big happens on Friday," this is a note he wrote to me, folks. It says, "If something big happens on Friday or Saturday, it could be an omen of more to come because it's a time of biblical trumpets in Leviticus 23:24. Now, that was at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday, September 17th, you submitted that interview request. Just about 24 hours or so later, an announcement was made that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed away. And I want to start with this topic first. Is this the type of big event you were spiritually sensing at that time?
Well, I look for things that have sign quality. And while it was not huge, somehow there wasn't a 9-point earthquake in California, but there was also in L.A. a 4.5 earthquake.
Okay.
Sign quality, yes. And I do believe that California is going to get it. we're talking about the end time period, which is mm-hmm. referred to as the day of the Lord. It's not the day he comes in the sky,
right.
but it's the last 7 years.
Yeah.
The phrase day of the Lord is an extension of night of the Lord. And when God took, he executed judgment on Egypt and took people out of Egypt to freedom and to a covenant, he said, later said, I'm married to you. Well, that's he regarded the covenant they made as a marriage,
mm-hmm.
and that's how the wedding parables relate. The bridegroom comes. Well, opportunity for a covenant in the context of judgment, not on Egypt, but America is like Egypt. Egypt, you remember in Exodus 1, it killed babies.
Yeah, that's right.
Moses was drawn out of the water and spared. Well, we have aborted 60 million since Roe v. Wade, and that
yeah.
was Ruth Ginsburg, okay,
yeah.
who helped engineer it and vote for that. And bottom line, I just think, you know, that's dead now. And we're staring end time stuff in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's immediate and imminent, but we're moving that direction with sign quality. And my book sounds kind of scary, like The Fall of America. But I'm seeing it first from a health standpoint, because mm-hmm. medical care is not health care. It's a treatment with prescription drugs when it has nothing to do with health habits. You know, what
yeah.
we eat, what
yeah.
we sleep, exercise, things like that. They don't talk to you about that, except maybe as a passing phrase at the doctor's office. It's not a serious health care thing. It's a serious prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And it
yeah.
could kill you, you know,
That's right.
basically.
That's right.
So bottom line, I'm seeing the quality of what's happening, and I believe that with their effort to try to replace with a conservative, and the Democrats saying no, and Pelosi saying she would bring up the impeachment thing and delay it, and so on, it's just none of it is good. It's all we're headed for trouble in this country, and
oh, yeah.
I believe yeah. that we need to get prepared. It's not just medicine, by the way. It's education gets a failing grade
oh, yeah,
in
absolutely.
This country.
Yep, that's
because
right.
I could forget, and I have forgotten 95%+ of what I learned in college and even medical school. It's what you use that,
yeah.
that you have. If
yeah.
you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And so that's essentially you learn a lot of stuff, but forget it. And what practical value do we have when we finish college? Most people don't have a job.
Yeah,
no, no.
That's right. Since we talked last, was way back in January at the time of this recording, we've had a lot of things going on, as you alluded to, in addition to the death of Justice Ginsburg. I mean, there's been the COVID-19 pandemic that was unleashed on the world. What's your take on that according to the scriptures?
Well, when the Savior was asked about the end of the world, he said to understand the book of Daniel. And the book of Daniel is a classic, not only of prophecies that have stood the test of time till the present day. They are, you can't impeach them. They are right on target. But they also, life and death issues in the first six chapters.
Yeah.
Daniel, the word means God is my judge. And he was willing to die rather than dishonor God.
Amen.
And in the first chapter, he could have rationalized the king's health. This is government health care now. So what I'm saying is the issue in Daniel 1 is government health care. Do we want those vaccines, et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera?
Right. Right.
You know, Daniel wisely opted out. You know, and it, because of his, you know, he could have, you know, this guy had been taken captive from Jerusalem. He's just a slave, you know, and he doesn't want the king's meat, the king's wine, the king's veinies. You know, the guy in charge of the slaves said, if you look skinny and bad, it will be my head. But Daniel said, please just give us a 10-day trial. Well, in 10 days, Daniel and his friends were superior to the other guys, you
yeah.
know. And so we have to choose what God gives us for life and health, and vaccinations are not included. And I think I know more about them than most people that will be listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want, you know, let me say this, that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an attorney who has gone to court and has won a case after case showing that they do not have any evidence of safety of vaccines, no vaccine safety. He's been appealed to by mothers whose children are autistic, They got autism. Mm. And I have seen, first of all, let me just say this, that Mennonite or Amish people that don't vaccinate, their kids don't get autism. Mm. And I have seen a pediatrician online, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, in a group practice of pediatrics, 35,000 people. He said, by the way, initially autism came in one in every 10,000 births. Then it was one in 1,000. Then it's one in 100. Mm. Now it's one in 50. And if you're a male, it's closer to one in 25
wow.
that get autism. And what he says, what's the reason behind this? Vaccines. He says, we don't vaccinate. We have no autistic children in our practice. They don't vaccinate. So huge epidemiologic evidence. Doctors don't. I got epidemiology in my master's on public health. Most doctors don't get that kind of training, and they just think, well, what's the science? They think the science, the pharmaceutical companies are going to do it right. Well, Judy Mikovits, Ph.D., was blackballed and sent to prison. Bad. When the media turn against you and et cetera, it looks bad. But she's out. And she's telling the truth that these vaccines can cause chronic disease like we're seeing in America. And so I just say, who wants the mercury? Who wants the aluminum, the other stuff, fetal cells? Everybody that is against abortion should not want a vaccine. Every Christian should protest vaccine. Every Jew should, and every Muslim should, because there's pork in it. Pork gelatin is in the vaccines. Well, unclean, abomination, according to Scripture. So the Jews and the Muslims shouldn't, and the Christians should say no because of the fetal cells. So where are we? We go along to get along. Not good. Not good.
So what's the threat to society with this COVID-19 vaccine they're trying to develop?
Okay, very low. Glad you asked. Fatality of less than 1%, okay? In Italy, they reported that 99% of those that died had pre-existing conditions, which to me means they were on prescription drugs for their heart, their diabetes, their lung disease, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, if you don't have that, I'm seeing, I want to convey to your audience there a multifactorial idea about disease. I'll give you an example of high blood pressure. When I was a child, my dad saw me salting my food one night. He said, "Why are you salting it?" I said, and my dad was a doctor, I should tell you that. He said, "Why are you salting it?" I said, "That needs it." He said, "You didn't even taste it first." And he said, "People who do that get high blood pressure when they get older." Well, so I quit salting my food, but salt makes you retain more fluid so that the pressure is higher inside your system. Now, your kidneys will excrete the salt, and so it goes lower. But over the time, the thermostat gets turned up. You just get used to more and more and more.
Yeah.
And so not good, but it's not just salt. Pritikin, when I was teaching at Loma Linda, I attended some cardiology convention, and Pritikin was reporting how his diet, low in fat, got 85% of people off of blood pressure medicine. Mm. Fat makes the, I'm not just talking about animal fat, cholesterol, I'm talking about vegetable oil. I don't care what kind of oil, olive oil, et cetera, it makes the blood sticky. Mm. And when the blood is sticky, you need more pressure, so higher blood pressure. And caffeine makes your heart beat faster, makes your blood pressure go up. It wears off and your blood pressure goes back down. But then you need another cup of coffee, too, to get more zip. You're running down.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Not good. Alcohol makes the blood sticky like fat does. Lack of exercise will tend to mean, exercise lowers your blood pressure. It somehow takes the stress out of the system. Stress tends to run the blood pressure up. Loss of sleep means stress hormones and higher blood pressure. All of these things are lifestyle, and we can choose that.
See?
So basically, and so what I'm saying is, though, that just like many things affect bad blood pressure or good, so it is with, I think, COVID, multiple things. Wuhan, where it came from, was a wet market of meat, and they could eat bats, rats, and cats, and anything else just about. And that's forbidden in Scripture, that's unclean stuff. And so I would just say, and also Wuhan, some good Chinese people risked their life to protest the air pollution. Such bad air that, but they were willing to, in a communist government, protest the air. And the third thing is that it was Wuhan was a premier city to roll out 5G. The radiation, and I'm seeing and hearing quite a bit of stuff. Actually heard it a year ago at an expo I went to with a couple speakers saying the health effects of 5G for our cell phones to be so much faster is also bad news for the body. So, you know, they're saying that the virus can jump 13 feet. I don't think so, or stand 6 feet apart. I'm not worried about the, the coffee. If somebody's going to sneeze, I'll look the other way. But just basically, I think the 5G and the what we eat is far more important. And I'd like to give you a personal experience of, see, the MDs are not looking at all at the fact that the flu season comes every winter after Christmas holidays with cookies, candies, cakes, and all we eat. Sugar lowers the immunity. Actually, we call it the phagocytic index, the ability of the white blood cells to phagocytize or engulf the germs, can be cut 75% by like a can of soft drink because of the amount of sugar that's in there. But holidays, especially bad. Well, I was working in emergency room one night when I noticed that I was starting to get sick. Scratchy throat, runny nose, achy, felt cold. Took my temperature. It was normal. And they taught us in medical school that a lot of viruses are inactivated or arrested with fever. So here I am, a sitting duck. No fever. I'm going to be sick. I took a break from the emergency room for 20 minutes, filled a tub with very hot water, hot as I could stand, really didn't like it was so hot, but in 20 minutes I had a fever of 102.5. And as the water was running out of that tub, I took a container, quart or so, and poured cold water front and back several times because I had been taught that a contrast, hot and cold, will double your white blood count. Twice as many soldier cells called out from the spleen and the bone marrow to fight whatever's there. And so I felt pretty good for a while, saw my patients, did not eat any supper, did not take any medicine, did not take any, I didn't even have any vitamin. If I'd had vitamin C, I'd have taken it. But nothing of that, just of the hot and cold. And so at 11 o'clock, I did it again. Another hot bath, finished with cold. In the morning, I was well. I had no symptoms. It was all gone.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I aborted it. And yeah. And my point is that personal immunity, natural immunity that our bodies have, can be enhanced if people know what to do, like I've just explained. And fasting is good. You know, fasting makes those white blood cells hungry in comparison with the holidays when you're overdoing it.
Amen. Amen.
So that's just an aside, but we need vaccinations like we need a hole in the head, to be honest with you. That's Bill Gates. He has favored depopulation, and when he went to Africa with his some of his vaccines, women no longer could have children. You know, a bad situation. And in India, there was a 500,000 kids that got polio from his DPT shots. So, you know, and here's this guy telling us to go along with doctors when he knows so little about it.
Right, right. Well, with this COVID vaccine that they're trying to develop, you know, a lot of people are hesitant about taking that because, you know, it's not going through any type of major analysis.
Right.
It's just like,
exactly.
We think this works. Let's just inject everybody with it, you know?
Well, their science is so well advanced that you may not know until a year or two later that, oh, this was the wrong thing to do. I got problems, or I don't know where they're coming from. You know, we don't always remember what we ate 2 days ago, less why a few months or a year later things are bad. So I just say, hey, stick with what God made us and how to do it, and don't need all the stuff that they're putting into it.
Yeah, amen, amen. Now, you mentioned in your notes to me something, shifting gears here a little bit, something significant happened in Congress 10 years ago concerning the banking crisis. Is that preparing to happen again with another bailout on the horizon?
Well, it was actually 12 years ago, and I was using that to illustrate the timeliness of this weekend, because this past Friday night, I saw the new moon crescent in the sky, which was the signal for what Jews call Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets in the Bible, Leviticus 23, verse 24. And it was a time of solemn blowing of trumpets because judgment is coming.
Yeah.
And to me, I look back. I had actually seen the new moon crescent 12 years ago, because the Bible says blow up the trumpet in the new moon. They look for that little crescent, not our calendars, where, you know, our calendars show when there's in conjunction, and you can't see a moon that night. It's the moon is between the Earth and the Sun, and there's nothing visible. It's 24 hours later after the conjunction that if you in the evening after sunset look in the western sky, and sometimes you don't see it immediately, but it's sort of a challenge to see who sees it first, if you're with anybody. It'll show. And God told Moses, this is the beginning of the month, the first month of the year. Mm-hmm. He said that in Exodus 12, verse 2. And the word Kodesh is three times in that verse. It's the crescent moon. Well, the Pope comes along and changes the calendar, and now the new moon has nothing to do with the new month. You know, new moon, yeah. New month, why not? You know, well, yeah. We're in the middle of the month. This is, September 1920, mm-hmm. when the new moon shows up, because we're following the Pope's calendar, not God's calendar.
Right.
And I think in the end time, things are going to happen on those dates, and 12 years ago it did, when U.S. Congress, Senate, voted $760 billion in bailout, and the stock market then crashed for 10 days till the Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. To me, that was, you know, amazing timing to fit God's holy days that he had designated.
Yeah, amen, amen. And with what we're seeing right now happen in America, with all that's going on, how does Rosh Hashanah tie in with everything we see going on, you know, the riots, the virus, the death of Justice Ginsburg, the fight with the budget battle and trying to get, you know, Democrats want $3 trillion just dumped into the economy, and how does all that tie together?
Okay, let me give you a time frame that I think, that I personally believe in, and is biblical, I believe, okay? Mm-hmm. We earlier said that America is like Egypt. Mm-hmm. They aborted babies. They killed the babies in the River of Nile, but we've aborted 60 million. They enslaved Israel, and we've enslaved most people in negative lifestyles with alcohol, tobacco. Even prescription drugs are a leading cause of death, and it's a form of bondage. And my point is that Egypt was a jubilee event. When God executed judgment on Egypt, he took Israel to a covenant, and it involved a promise of land, too. They're going to the promised land. And my point is that we are coming to a parallel event like Egypt. That was in Exodus 12:41. It was the night of the Lord, but we're coming to the day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I believe from my study that it's 3 years away. It's in 2023, and I'll explain the reasons why, partly. The events, let me back up and say, it would be easy for most people to understand from the perspective of Roe v. Wade, which was 1973.
Right.
That's when Roe v. Wade was voted. And a jubilee event, most people, even the Pope, goes by 50 years. And so 50 years from 1973 is 2023. That's 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that since Roe v. Wade, big things have happened every 7 years that have sign quality. There are little floods, and there are this and that, and fires and so on. But starting 7 years after Roe v. Wade, 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted and put ash over three states, darkening those states the next day. And then 7 years later, the Pope lands in Miami, kisses the ground in a claim for Catholicism, and goes around our country like the Roman army went around Jerusalem before its destruction in 70 A.D. There were other events also in 1987. The stock market on October 19 crashed 500 points. Today, 500 points is not much because the stock market is much higher, huge.
Yeah,
but back then, that was hugely significant for a small stock market.
Yeah.
And 7 years later after that, from 1987 is 1994, Rwanda, a million Protestant Tutsis were slaughtered there. When UN had enough vehicles, they said that if you spit on in Kigali, you'd probably hit one of those UN vehicles. They were everywhere. But they did nothing. They just stood down in deference to the Pope, they just let the local government handle it, and the local government was Catholic. Okay, and so they did nothing, and the slaughter was done, and later Pope says, sorry, you know, yeah, we did some things, but, well, you know, not really known well in the media, but that's the story behind it. And so the UN is not a good operation. It is really, with so many Catholic countries and little C Catholic, universal, they'll vote abortion, they'll vote homosexuality, they'll vote whatever just to get along. Well, that's the New World Order coming, which the Bible will call Babylon or confusion, basically.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of this interview with Dr. Richard Ruling. You know, every time Dr. Ruling's on the program, the information he provides on Bible prophecy is truly amazing and very timely. Amen. Now, you can see biblical predictions being played out on the evening news as he ties everything together for us. Now, depending on whether you believe in Bible prophecy, or depending on if you believe we are living in the end times or not, or depending on if you believe, you know, in the thing of I don't care, I don't want to think about it, then it won't come to pass, well, that could be swaying how you are viewing all of this information. So let me tell you right up front. Everything Dr. Ruling is sharing with us, especially the information he's tied in about Rosh Hashanah at the very end of this portion of the interview, it is spot on. How clearly does God have to give you this information? Folks, we are living in the last minutes of the last hours of the last days. There's no doubt about it. If you're doubting at all at this point in time, I just recommend you start praying about it. Period. End of story. Pray. Ask God to give you wisdom about this, and then come back for our next episode where we continue this discussion with Dr. Richard Ruling as we talk about the fall of America. In fact, this interview is so good and so important, Dr. Ruling and I talked long enough. This was just part one of a 3-part interview. Praise God. Now, in the meantime, go down below into the show notes, order Dr. Ruling's offer, Alpha and Omega Bible Code. It's on Amazon. Go visit his blog, fallofamerica.blog, not .com, but .blog. But until then, be sure you come back for the next portion, next 2 portions of this interview. Until then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.